Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B with Carole Blackmon, back with the super sexy, we don't mind if you take your shirt off, Tank.
You're so sexy.
We don't mind. We had a caption contest here at Magic 107.5, 97.5. In just a little bit, we're going to kind of go over them, some of them. And I just want to get your raw reaction to some of some of them, what the lady said about you. Okay, so you were my Cold Cuts Artist of the Day earlier today. And I'm just going to go over some of, your profile, what I shared with the listeners. A multi-sport athlete.
Okay, that is correct.
Football, what else?
Basketball.
Oh, really? What's your favorite? Football, right?
Football, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can tell those guns had. Okay. Nominated for 4 Grammys?
8.
8? I was wrong? Double that. 8?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I won one.
Winner of 1 Grammy, 8 nominations. Okay, we're going for 2, aren't we? 2.
I'm trying. I'm going for as many wins as nominations. Yeah, I need it.
I'm saying. And this is album number 5.
Number 5, yeah.
This is how I feel. I was saying to someone recently, and even to you in the past when we've had conversations, you seem to be pretty transparent in your writing and your opinion about love.
Right.
Where'd that maturity come from?
I think it kind of developed in church. You know what I mean?
Really?
Church is such an honest, transparent place. You know what I mean?
It's supposed to be.
Yeah. You know, and that's how I was kind of brought up. And especially when it came to music, like when you're singing music, it has to be a thing about conviction and singing that you know what you're singing about and that you've been through what you're singing about. And so, I mean, in moving into R&B, I was like, the only way I know to do that is to actually sing about exactly what I've been through. You know what I mean? And so once it worked the first time with Maybe I Deserve, I was like, it works.
Yeah,
all right, well, let's get it. You know what I mean? And it didn't hurt that, that I really listened to people like Babyface and people like R. Kelly, you know what I mean, who wear their hearts on their sleeve. And so that just kind of helped me move in that direction.
Wow. Okay. And you know what? That is probably the most unlikely answer I would have expected.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe for everybody else, too, that it all goes back.
All goes back to the beginning. Church. Yeah, yeah.
And being, a balladeer, kind of one of the last of the serious R&B crooners, but you're still young.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, though, even still difficult to, like you said, you got to be transparent, you got to be real honest about it, but you're talking about love affairs, heartbroken, being heartbroken. Men aren't really always, that forthcoming.
It just depends on how you say it. You know what I mean? Like, men, they kind of want to give into that energy. You know what I mean? And they kind of
want to be sensitive.
They kind of want to be a little bit, but they want to be sensitive without giving up, too much of their manhood. You know what I mean?
Right.
They still want to keep
man law.
Yeah,
they
want to keep the boots on. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of give them the balance. You know what I mean? Of a real man that has real emotions. You know what I'm saying? I don't substitute it. I don't make it soft. You know what I mean? I make it relatable to a grown man.
Yeah.
So it takes that kind of example. Like you'd be surprised the kind of dudes that come up to me that love my music and love that side of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you was really telling the truth on that right there. I'm getting ready to go, I'm about to go down for 3-7, but you know what I'm saying? I'm really feeling that music you're doing. You keep it popping, And it's like, They recognize it when it's real.
Yeah.
Only when it's real. Like the stuff, the stuff that ain't what it's supposed to be, like, they don't get into it. But they like my music.
And
for
there's
some
no
reason.
Replacement for that.
Yeah,
no,
not at all.
Replacement for that authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you sang background for another artist.
Genuine, Aaliyah. Yeah. That was like the beginning.
I was gonna say, so what was that like? And then look at yourself then and tell us who you were then and who you are now.
When I was singing backgrounds with Genuine and Aaliyah, I was fresh out of church. I was like fresh. That was my first real R&B gig.
Wow.
And
you just finished communion and
I left choir rehearsal and got on the plane and went there it is. And went to LA and was like, man, what is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I had just started my learning process. You know what I mean? I had just started, to me, started beginning to live. You know what I mean? And really learning about life. You know what I mean? And not just having the right words to say, but actually understanding the things that I was preaching about.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So now, you know, what is it? That was 97. This is 2012. Yay! I done learned some things. I done grown into some things. I done figured out who I is and what I does and what I does the best.
Have mercy.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm sure. I'm, you know, from there to now, I'm very sure
very
about
sure.
who I am and what I'm supposed to do.
Like that. Really like that. Tell us about the group, TGT.
I mean, and that's crazy within itself is that I started out singing backgrounds with Genuine, and now we're getting ready to be in a group together.
Is that something?
It's crazy.
So whose idea was that? Was that your idea?
It started out as me and Genuine's idea. We were out on a play.
Okay.
Men, Money, and Gold Diggers. And we was like, man, you playing around. We should do a group because I come out on stage with him every night when he's singing a song.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, that'd be crazy if we did a group. I said, we'll be crazy. And
yeah.
It's like, well, why don't we do it? It's like, you playing. I ain't playing. I ain't playing either. Well, it can't just be the two of us.
Right.
We need somebody else. And we're like, Tyrese.
Wow.
And so that's like, you know, that's like our brother. So we called him. We was like, we got this idea to do this group. And of course, you know, Ty takes it and runs with it. Okay, cool. Because the way I'm feeling it and the way I see it, you know what I mean? Since it's all come together in my mind, you know, this is a great idea that I've come up with. You guys should hear me out on this.
I came up with. Right,
we should be TGT. That would be great. I'm just telling you right now, the tour should be called the Shirts Off Tour. And we should also. So, I mean, he just run down a list of things. And me and G are sitting like this.
Okay.
I told you this is going to happen.
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah. And there's so much eye candy in one setting for us. I don't know how to survive.
Oh, it's going to be major. We did it in 2007. We went out on the road for like six shows and like we sold out like 6,000, 7,000 in like 15 minutes. It was like retarded. It was something stupid. And so, you know, we never got back to it, but now we're finally at it. You know, it's a real deal at Atlantic Records, real budget, real album, real tour, real everything. So it's getting ready to be real silly.
So is that this year we might see next
a single
year,
this year? You're definitely going to see. We did some stuff on the BET Awards, let everybody know we were here. And then at the end of the year, you're going to really, really see it. Really, 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 really see it. Yeah, just in time for the holidays.
All unwrapped and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did I say that?
Yeah, you did. It happens.
Okay, so let's look at this contest because our winner, I thought we were going to talk to her today. Maybe we may let you talk to her a little bit. Okay. I thought this one was really, really good. What do you think about this one? Thank you, God. Thank you, there is a God.
Thank you, there is a God. Hmm.
What do you think about that?
I've heard the thank you a lot.
So that wasn't really original.
Thank you feels weird to me. I don't know why. I don't thank, like.
Really? That does?
It does. Maybe it's just me.
Okay.
Maybe it's just me, but thank you just feels so forced.
It does.
You know, it doesn't sound like a man could say it. Definitely.
Oh, we don't want men saying these things.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's definitely for a lady to say.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
See, now that's better. Can't you hear it like that?
I don't want to do it again.
What about, let's see. Tank equals a weapon of mass seduction.
Ooh, I like that joke right there. Who did that?
Okay, but you know what? I hate to even say this. It says it's a guy.
Oh, man.
But Reginald... Mills.
I have a lot of male fans as well.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know,
like you said, they support you.
They support me. You. So yeah. Shout out to my male fans. I don't want to leave nobody out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, how about Fatima's? Peace and tranquility starts here.
I don't want to do it.
Okay.
Tranquility? I'm just not. It's too big of a word. It's
going
to ruin the mood. It's
going to
ruin the mood. Listen, baby, why don't you come in here and get some of this tranquility?
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
I don't know. All right.
Okay, my tank is on empty. I need a fill up. Can you handle that?
It just got long. It got long.
It just got too long. Yeah.
It got long. Pause. Yeah.
That's okay. Okay. Let's see. Oh. I don't know if I like this one. Tankalicious. Tanking God for the sample. Tankalicious. I didn't like that.
I'm not going to. Yeah. I sound like a stripper.
What?
Not that I don't mind stripping. Not that I don't mind.
Tankalicious. Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind, but, you know. Okay. I don't want that name.
And the one that won, are you ready? Let's mm-hmm. see. I wanted to give you a few more, but let's see. No, I don't think I'm like, where is she? The one that won, and this is from Jade Seduction. Silhouette will make you wet.
Silhouette will make you wet.
He doesn't like that. You don't like
it's
that.
It's okay. I mean, I don't want to. I don't want to go.
That's the winner. You can't. You're gonna have lunch with her. In a minute.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, okay. That's who you pick. Listen, I don't.
So that's a good one.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
And there was one that I mean, she actually wrote a novel. We're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do it.
And then later on in the afternoon when things kind of cool down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too much. Tank in no tank is money in the bank.
I don't want the bank with the tank.
No. All right. Oh. Wow. Well, it was kind of rough here, but
yeah, I don't want to go on record saying the guy had the best one. I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
I'll let you say it.
Oh, here was one. Yeah, TNT, Tank and Tina, we would be dynamite together. So let's explode. Okay, that's it. It's a wrap on all those.
This is Saran Reynolds.
That's right.
Let's wrap this up.
Well, that's it. That's it. Okay, so that's it. It's a wrap. Jade is going to be so excited. You know,
yeah.
She along with a girlfriend of hers are going to go to lunch with you.
Okay, cool.
Kind of three's a crowd. I'm not understanding that, but I guess they're going to go to the show tonight.
It's two girls?
Oh, look at you.
No, I'm just asking. Yeah. I mean, you said three's a crowd. I thought it was something else. You know, it's just three's a bunch of people. No, I know I'm in the third person, but I didn't want to say the other word that three people could be if it's like a man and two girls. It could be exciting.
Right.
It could be tanktabulous.
Tanktabulous or tankalicious.
I don't know.
Okay, we don't want that.
We tried that one.
Hey, you did a what do you call that? Mixtape.
Mixtape, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Mixtape, Diary of a Madman.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So
it was the Diary of a Madman. It was me getting off music that, you know, that people just wouldn't let me do, that was supposed to be untouchable for Tank, you know what I mean? And I just did it. I just rebelled against the box that they had me in. And quite honestly, I think it's the thing that broke me out of it.
I was about to say, how did that feel? That had to be
liberating.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. To go and do that.
I was free from that point on. You know, people heard and people were like, yeah. Because it's not like I'm stretching that far outside of myself. Like, you know, my subject matter is still going to kind of be consistent. You know what I mean? I sing to the women. That's just what I do.
That's it.
But, you know, sonically, it has variations. You know what I mean? And I was allowed to kind of play with those, you know, different variations of music. So.
Would you do it again?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So just keep me posted on when that's
got you covered.
Right now, this is how I feel. Tank is hitting the stage tonight at Chastain, Rain or Shine.
Rain or shine, I'm on stage.
Rain or shine event.
And snow, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm on.
And folks, like I told you, folks are going to have their little fondue and their glasses.
Tell them get there early, though, because I'm first.
Yeah. And they're going to probably offer you something nice to eat while you're on stage.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, I like the fondue marshmallows.
Uh-oh.
You know, throw some chocolate on the marshmallow.
Uh-oh.
You know, that's exciting.
So the what is that? Yeah, the food, the like the shrimp. What is that called? The shrimp fondue. That's good. Right?
I'm cool. Okay. I think fondue should be all about chocolate.
Okay, we'll go.
Pineapples. You got some pineapples?
We'll do that
some
too.
Strawberries, you know what I'm saying?
Some strawberries.
Strawberries up in that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so what do you like? What is if you could have your favorite meal any day of the week, what would that be?
My favorite meal. I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to have to go with Prime 112 in Miami, First and Ocean, crab cocktail, okay? Mm-hmm. crab cocktail, the Dungeness Alaskan crab leg. Wow. It's about this big. Wow. Mm-hmm. So and then, seafood, and then we're gonna go with a stuffed grouper.
Oh, love grouper.
Ooh. Stuffed with crab meat. And then we're gonna dally over to some sautéed spinach. And then just kind of get really in the mix there with some lobster mac.
Wow.
And then just get extremely bubbly with a Bellini.
Wow.
And then when we want to close that thing on out and send it on home, we're going to touch on it with some fried Oreos.
I've heard about some doggone fried Oreos. Listen, you better stop it.
Listen, don't hurt nobody.
You know, Jill Scott said something about some fried Oreos before. I'm not sure I can.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Really?
I'm trying to tell you right now.
Okay.
If you've never had a fried Oreo, if you are anything about that dessert life,
yes,
once you have fried Oreo, you will never look back.
All right. I'm trying.
On Graham.
On Graham, anything else? Right?
On Graham, you will never look back.
That's it. Okay.
Promise you.
All right. I'm gonna check it out and I'm gonna let you know.
You got to get the right person to make it.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you know, I would suggest, you know, you take that trip to Miami. You deserve
Sounds good.
Going on the Prime 112 and get your mind together.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, you know, we can't go to Miami style this evening, but let me say Chastain.
It's going to be crazy.
You're going to like it. It's there. So we will see you tonight.
Yes.
You open absolutely. Things up for Frankie Beverly, Patty, the OJs, Babyface. Wow.
Wow.
A great way to get it started with
absolutely.
Tank.
Absolutely.
Give it up for Tank again, y'all.